अभ्यासुयाकः अहंकारं बलं दारपं कामं क्रोधं च संस्थितः ममात्मपरदेहेषु प्रद्विषन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः अहंकारं बलं दारपं कामं क्रोधं च संस्थितः ममात्मपरदेहेषु प्रद्विषन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः अहंकारं बलं दारपं कामं क्रोधं च संस्थितः ममात्मपरदेहेषु प्रद्विषन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः क्रोधं च संस्थितः ममात्मपरदेहेषु प्रविशन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः अहंकारं बलं दार्पं कामं क्रोधं च संस्थितः ममात्मपरदेहेषु प्रविशन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः अहंकारं बलं दार्पं मम क्रोधं च संस्थितः प्रविशन्तोऽभ्यसूयकः अहंकारं फॉल्स ईगो बलं स्ट्रेंथ धारपं प्राइड कामं लस्ट क्रोधं एंगर च आल्सो संस्थितः हैविंग टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ माम me atma in their own para and in order dehesu bodies pradvishanta blaspheming abhyasuyaka envious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demons become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and in the bodies of others, and blaspheme against the real religion. Please repeat. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust and anger, the demons become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and in the bodies of others, and blaspheme against the real religion. Purport. A demoniac person, being always against God's supremacy, does not like to believe in the scriptures. He is envious of both the scriptures and the existence of the supreme personality of Godhead. This is caused by his so-called prestige and his accumulation of wealth and strength. He does not know that the present life is a preparation for the next life. Not knowing this, he is actually envious of his own self as well as others. He commits violence on other bodies and on his own. He does not care for the supreme control of the personality of Godhead. Because he has no knowledge, being envious of the scriptures and the supreme personality of Godhead, he puts forward false arguments against the existence of God and denies the scriptural authority. He thinks himself independent and powerful in every action. He thinks that since no one can equal him in strength, power, or wealth, he can act in any way and no one can stop him. If he has an enemy who might check the advancement of his sensual activities, he makes plans to cut him down by his own power. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demons become envious of the supreme personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and in the bodies of others, and blaspheme against the real religion. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming this evening. So Prabhupada said here in the purport something very interesting. Usually we envy someone else. Our envy is towards somebody else. Or violence is committed to somebody else. Here Prabhupada is saying that it is not only other people we are envious of or we can commit violence to. We can also be envious of ourselves and violent to ourselves. Prabhupada mentioned here. He commits violence on other bodies and on his own. How is that? He does not care for the supreme control of the personality of Godhead because he has no knowledge. Out of ignorance, living entities are doing so many sinful activities. For example, we are keeping the four regulative principles. If one takes alcohol, whose body? The body of the person who is taking alcohol. So the violence is for who? The violence is the person who is taking alcohol. We are committing violence to ourselves. Not only to others. It is violence to ourselves. One is taking flesh, making this body a graveyard. Whose body? It is the body of the person who is putting all the dead corpses on the body. So the violence is to the person who is doing these sinful activities, not somebody else. We may have committed violence to the animals that we have killed, but we are also committing violence to our own self because we are also putting those dead bodies on our own body. So it is also violence to the self. Illicit sex. Whose body? It is the body of the person who is doing the sinful activity. So we are very, very violent to other living entities, and at the same time we are very violent to ourselves because we don't understand, Prabhupada said here, he does not know that the present life is a preparation for the next. And so there are so many dangerous scriptures who are encouraging us that there is only one life. After death, it's finished. It's a dangerous philosophy, it's a dangerous scripture, because when one has this philosophy, one is ready to do all kinds of sinful activity, because after this, it's finished. There's no penalty, there's no reaction, it's finished. This dangerous philosophy. It is not finished. It is just a change of another environment for another sinful activities, which actually means to entangle ourselves more. He does not know that the present life is a preparation for the next. Because this knowledge is not there. We can do all kinds of sinful activities and thinking that it is finished. When death comes, it's finished. It's finished. So I have nothing to worry about whatever sinful activity that I do. No. It is not finished. It's a continuation. That is why living entities are suffering untold sufferings in this world. And we are perplexed and bewildered. Why so many things are happening as if there is no God in control. God has failed in his control. Now he just helplessly looking at everything and seeing things go wrong the way it is going without being checked. This misunderstanding is due to our ignorance about the reality of things. The demons are envious. This verse is telling us that any one of us who has envy, we are demons. And because the envy is there, we cannot tolerate someone else. Intolerance is due to envy. When one sees that someone else is making advancement, either materially or spiritually, or a brother or sister is making advancement, and one is becoming envious, that's demonic mentality. And when one is envious of someone making advancement, we can manifest that, we can show that in many ways how we are envious of seeing a brother or sister making advancement. In the material world, when one is making material advancement, one is succeeding in material activities and is getting the reward, becoming more opulent, getting more facilities, other friends are making plans how to bring him or her down by duping the person or different ways, or even assassinating the person. In spiritual life, we can also do in a very soft way. As we have a hardcore criminal, there are also soft core criminals. By being envious of a devotee is very, very dangerous and risky, because it is Vaishnava aparad to be envious of a devotee. very dangerous because it's vice apparatus. When one is envious of a person, we cannot tolerate to hear the glory of the person. If our spiritual master appears here now, and he said, "My dear devotees, I want all of you to give me one devotee. I want to send him or her back to Godhead now. Whom are you going to appoint?" Who will I appoint? Myself. Myself. Gurudev is myself. It's me. Who will I appoint? A good sister? A good brother? It's myself. What is that? Envy. Demons. It's a demon. We cannot tolerate to hear a devotee is being glorified. That is envy. So, we can know where we are in our Christian consciousness by seeing if we are happy seeing a brother or sister glorified for the wonderful service they are doing. That is the sign, one of the signs for advancement in Christian consciousness. I'm happy that a brother is making advancement. And not just to say it, but I am physically, emotionally, or spiritually supporting the devotee to make advancement. This is a spiritual way. This is a spiritual way. This is the science of devotion. That we, those who are making advancement, those who are really fortunate in Christian consciousness, they try to support each other. This is a sign that there is no envy. Christian consciousness is a system of support. It's a supporting system. That we are supporting each other in Christian consciousness. These days in Hare Krishna temple, if a brother or sister is sitting by our side and is dozing in japa, we keep quiet. We pretend to be transcendental, not to see the devotee. We become paramahamsas. A brother or a sister is sitting very close to us and he has spent 30 minutes not chanting, 20 minutes chanting one rang, and we keep quiet. What is that? Envy. Sleep so that you don't complete your rounds. So I'll complete my own and go back to Godhead. You remain here no matter what. Sleep. That is envy. It is not paramahamsa. For those who are paramahamsas, they will be very conscious of the environment. They will be very, very conscious of what is happening. And they are very, very attentive to everything to be sure that everyone around is being encouraged in their practice in Krishna consciousness. Everyone is getting encouragement from everyone because this is a supporting system. And nobody goes back home, back to Godhead alone. That is not the process. Nobody walks to the kingdom of God alone. We have to go with the people. How are we going to go with the people when we are envious of their progress in their Christian consciousness? So let us check and see the amount of envy which is there in our heart. By seeing if we are appreciating others' devotional life by supporting their practice, by constantly reminding each other about what we need to do to become a real devotee. It's Krishna consciousness. We are happy to see another devotee being glorified or being appreciated. Oh, they don't appreciate all the sacrifices I have rendered in this. They are giving this person who just came yesterday glorification, and I have been here for years and nobody is seeing what I'm doing. This place is not good for me. When one thinks like this, it is a wonderful sign a wonderful signal to show that we are also not properly functioning in our own progress. So, because of this envy, because of this demonic mentality, the demons are against the supreme personality of Godhead. Not only they are against the supreme personality of God, they are also against the scriptures. Because the scripture is teaching about the glories of Krishna, they are also against that. Not only that, they are against Krishna and the scripture, they are also against the devotees of Krishna who are teaching the glories of Krishna. They cannot tolerate to see devotees glorifying Krishna or making advancement, because by glorifying Krishna and supporting each other, one will automatically make advancement. Therefore, they make all kinds of arrangement. The Prabhupada said here, if he has any enemy who might check the advancement of his sensual activities, not anyone who interferes with our sense gratification becomes our enemy. Not someone who supports our Christian consciousness. A person who goes against our sense gratification, the person becomes our enemy. A person who advises us to give up unnecessary things that will not make us to progress in Krishna consciousness, but is helping us to see the things we need to do in our Krishna consciousness to make advancement, we make the person our enemy. So, we don't want to be corrected. We don't want to be chastised. We see chastisement as wrong thing. But devotees who are very, very fortunate, they see chastisement as wonderful, as pure love of Krishna or Krishna's pure devotees. They see chastisement as something wonderful in our Krishna consciousness. That you will see throughout the life of so many Vaishnavas. Advaita Acharya, he deliberately invoked chastisement on his head. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and touch his feet, and Advaita Acharya will try to block him. But who can block the supreme personality of God from doing what he wants to do? Who has the power? Even Lord Vishnu cannot do that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will succeed in getting the dust from his feet. And Advaita Acharya was feeling very bad. I call for him. I call for my Lord. He has come and he's hiding. How will I expose him? He's pretending. He's not doing his duty yet. He's hiding. How will I expose him? And Advaita Acharya says, yes, I know the best way to expose him. I know the best way. So Advaita Acharya, the supreme personality of Godhead, change his philosophy. It was a deliberate attempt to get chastised, because he knows the benefit of chastisement. There is a lot of purification that comes with chastisement from a pure devotee. So Advaita Acharya decided to preach. After studying all the scriptures, I have come to the conclusion that Gyan is superior to Bhakti. I can prove it. This is the conclusion of my studying the scriptures. Gyan is superior to Bhakti. Bhakti is like the mirror, is it not? And Gyan is the eye. Without the eye, what's the use of a mirror? What's the value of a mirror without the eye? So, Gyan is superior to Bhakti. every day he was giving this Bhagavatam class and he sent people. And Sisita Mahaprabhu was hearing him in Namadu. He was hearing him from Sadipu. He was hearing everything. He's a super soul. He knows everything. He was hearing. So, one day he told Lord Nityananda Prabhu, let's go to Sadipu. Let's go to Sadipu. Lord Nityananda was, yes, he said, let's go. They started going. And they walk and walk and walk and went. Passed through one cheetah who is a householder Goswami, but he drinks palm wine, he takes alcohol, and he calls it bliss. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they passed there and they went to Advaita Acharya's house. When they got there, Advaita Acharya was on the asan, and as soon as he saw Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, he roared, I say with all my strength that after studying all the scriptures, the conclusion is that Gyan is superior to Bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya went straight to the asana and gave him a heavy punch. What do you say? Advaita Acharya said, yes, I said Gyan is superior to Bhakti. Chaitanya started punching him from all directions. You call for me. You call for me. And I came and you are cutting my body into pieces. What nonsense are you talking? And Dr. Chara said, yes, I got it. I got it. I got it. Where is that pretense now? Show me. I've gotten it. And Dr. Chara's wife came. My husband is an old Brahmana. Don't make me a widow. Chaitanya didn't hear. He didn't hear. He didn't hear. He performed his pastime and brought Advaita Acharya out. So Advaita Acharya said, yes, you have been pretending. I called for you. Now is the time. Do your duty and save us. The pure devotees, the fortunate devotees, they don't see chastisement as something wrong, something bad. They see it as a wonderful opportunity that we need to be corrected. So, unfortunately, some of us feel that chastisement is a horrible thing, it's a very bad thing, so we don't want to be corrected. When somebody corrects us and points out the nonsense thing which we are doing, the person becomes our enemy, and we start to plan so many ways to bring the person down. This is demonic. This is demonic. Prabhupada said here, if he has an enemy who might check the advancement of his sensual activities, he makes plans to cut him down by his own power. It is demonic. Thinking oneself to be independent, that we are both correction is demonic mentality. He thinks himself independent and powerful in all, in every action. Yes. Since I have money, since I have power, since I have position, who else can advise me? Who else can talk to me? I know better than everybody. This is demonic mentality. Divine consciousness is different. It is within the divine consciousness that we have this language, servant leader. There is nothing like servant leader in the karmic world. This word, servant leader, exists only within devotional circle. It's a leader, but a servant. He is to serve, not as a boss. He's a servant leader. And his duty is to lead people towards Krishna consciousness. So in history, our scripture mentions so many wonderful personalities, Rantidev and all of them, they are all servant leaders. And they led people in Krishna consciousness. They never feel that they are the supreme and everything belongs to them. They know that we are simply servants, the caretakers what Krishna has given to us. Therefore, whatever is within their control, they use everything for Krishna's pleasure. That's the difference. Everything for Krishna's pleasure. Maharaj Yudhishthira, he told Krishna, the reason why I am performing this Rajasuya sacrifice, it is not for my own interest. I want to establish you as the supreme personality of Godhead. I want the whole world to know that you are the supreme personality of Godhead. It's not about my power. It's about you. It's a devotee. But demons, how do they think? There is no other person there who is God than me. This is the mentality of King Vena. This is the mentality of King Ravana. This is the mentality of Kamsa. All of them, Jarasandha, Shishupal, all the demons, their thought is, no one is there superior to me. And anyone who dare say such thing is dead by my strength. And Kali Yuga is progressing so wonderfully that this mentality, we can also bring it to devotional service, to Krishna consciousness. And instead of using our position to help devotees become Krishna conscious, we'll use our position to victimize and intimidate other devotees in their Krishna consciousness. Gita is telling us this is demonic mentality. It should be given by the process of Krishna consciousness. And that begins from hearing that to be a demon is dangerous. We are creating more hellish condition for ourselves. But to be a devotee is wonderful because we are creating heavenly or spiritual situation for ourselves, which is our original nature. Being in the spiritual world with the supreme personality of Godhead is original nature. So Krishna is speaking this to give us the opportunity to cultivate divine quality, like he told Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, you should not worry because you are controlled, you are maintained, you are within the divine nature. So don't worry. You are different. Devotees are different because you are culturing the part of divinity. Hare Krishna. Comments or question?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for explaining the purport to us. And Maharaj, as we practice our spiritual life and we also read and hear the text, such text, and during the course of practice, our lower natures also reveal to us more and more as the clearance takes place. And at times the situations become very suffocating. To find among within ourselves a person whom we do not want at all, and how to face that situation and how to go ahead from that situation, how much time it will take, can you please elaborate?
Yes. We are put in a situation where we have to side with a person whom we don't want, right?
When we are in a situation, we find our lower natures within us, and say we find our envy within our hearts and lust, etc., which is revealed to us more. Earlier we thought that we are pure, but as we progress, it takes, for me it took some years to know more and more, and sometimes Krishna arranges situations that still that the lower natures come more. So how do we face those situations? How do we go ahead in spiritual life?
Yes. I heard, when Srila Prabhupada installed this deity here, Krishna Balaram deity, and he told devotees, your problem is finished. Your problem is finished. Problem is finished? Baba said, yes, your problem is finished. If you have any problem, please go and tell Krishna Balaram. Tell them, this is my problem. You have helped me to see the amount of envy in my heart. Now, thank you for this. I'm begging you now, please give me strength to control it. Give me the strength. On my own, I cannot. Therefore, I'm begging you, please give me the strength to control this demon. For me, I am powerless. I cannot do it. But your mercy can help me. If we sincerely tell the Lord, if we sincerely pray, Lord Krishna will do something. So, we are not prayerful. The Christians, they say, why do you worry when you can pray? They have this conviction, they have this faith that Krishna, the deity we have, is not just marble, is directly Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed that. This is directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. If he is the son of Maharaj Nanda standing here, how will he not hear our prayers? If we sincerely pray, if we really present our problem to him, this is the problem. What is darshan? Darshan means to go and fold our hand before them and see the ornaments they put on their body and the jewel, the dressing. How expertly the pujari has dressed the deity that day? No. Darshan means tell the Lord, after appreciating his beauties, you tell the Lord, this is my problem, please help me. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna himself, he directly told Uddhava, pray to me like this, my dear Lord, please protect me who is trying to surrender to you. It's the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna is telling Uddhava, pray to me that help me who is trying to surrender to you. Help me. If you, Krishna is teaching, one has to get him. Right? Krishna, yesterday we mentioned it, nobody becomes satisfied simply by just the philosophy. Krishna just does not just speak the philosophy. Now he's telling us what we should do practically. Pray to me. Tell me your difficulties. If you do this sincerely from the heart, some of us, we only pray, we don't mean it. Such prayer will not work. If you sincerely pray to Krishna, tell Krishna the problem, as he's telling us to do, he will do something. Krishna will knock off this, all these demons that are harassing and disturbing us. He would knock them off. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura told us, all the demons Krishna killed, they all represent the narratives in our heart. And each of them, when we hear, the reason why we should hear this pastime is to kill those personalities. But we don't allow Krishna to kill them because we don't really hear. When we sit, we don't hear. Our body is sitting there, but we have gone out. So we don't hear. If you really hear, the purpose for which Krishna performed those activities and his devotees are speaking, those activities would take place in our life. So we are not prayerful. That is a problem. We should tell Lord Krishna what is our difficulties, where we are weak, where we need help. We should tell him. We should thank Krishna and the spiritual master for helping us, giving us realizations. We should confess to them our inability in becoming a successful devotee. And we should beg them for all the offenses we are making. This is why Krishna is standing here for us. We are not taking advantage of technologies available in Krishna consciousness. That is why we have problems. We should pray to Krishna. tell them our problems sincerely. Christians are getting their material desire fulfilled by praying because they have faith. We should also have faith in Krishna and pray, tell them the difficulty. We need the strength. All our acharyas, they prayed. Bhakti Not Thakura, he prayed. Oh Vaishnava Thakuras, alone I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful upon me with a particle of little faith. Please give me the treasure of the holy name. It's Bhakti Not Thakura praying. And Jiv Jago, he said, Bhakti Not Thakura begged and he received the holy name. He didn't just take bit, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, that's not the process. He begged. We should learn the science of bhakti and apply it. We should give up this just mentality of being theoretical devotee. We have never heard that theory make perfect. We have not heard. I'm yet to hear somebody to convince me that the theory makes perfect. What I've been hearing and have accepted and believe is practice makes perfect, not theory makes perfect. So let us learn how to apply all the technologies in Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Anyhow, this answer answers all the questions. My question is already answered, but still I would like to put up the question. Like you said, we should pray and we are not getting the effect because we are not hearing. So any of this is the answer is there, but still, like as devotees, sometimes what happens is we are so rigid in our heart, or maybe egoistic, whatever the reason. When someone tells us even simple things like, Prabhu, don't waste prasadam, or you forgot to switch off the fan, we feel offended sometimes. So, yes. So how do we change this mentality?
This is why we should read this verse again and again, demonic mentality. To become offended by someone correcting us, demonic mentality, we should hear this. We have not heard. A devotee asked the Prabhupada, he are always telling us, you are not the body, we are not the body. We are not the body, we are not the body, we are not the body. So, can you start telling us something more? So the Prabhupada said, no, because you have not heard me yet. When you have heard me, then I will tell you something else. You have not heard me. We are hearing, we are not the body, but how many of us here behave like that we are not the body? How many of us here behave that we are not the body? We have a little headache, we don't attain Magalarati because I have headache, I have fever. Is that the body or the soul? The headache is making me not to attain Magalarati. I have malaria fever and I'm not attaining Magalarati. I'm not attaining program because I have a headache. Is that body or the soul? We are the body. We are the body. So the Papa said, anyone, that's the first canto of Bhagavatam, anyone who believes I'm not the body, is an impersonalist. The one who believes I'm not the body and is acting on the spiritual platform is a personalist. So it is not just sufficient to hear I'm not the body. Act like we're not the body. Do things perfectly. Yes. So, is a brother or a sister is telling us, please put up the light when it is not needed. When you can see your hand in the morning, when you can see your hand, put up the light. Who are you to tell me this? Asura. Asura. Demonic. So let us hear this constantly. and become convinced that yes, a person who is giving us advice, do we pay him or her? Do we pay people to give us advice which is good for us? After all, the person who is giving us advice, he or she is not doing that very thing. So if the person is not doing it and is telling you don't do this, that means the person loves us. The person is telling you no illicit sex, and the person himself or herself is doing, that means he's envious. But the person is telling you no illicit sex and himself or herself is not doing, means he loves yours. It's common sense. So let us hear this again and again and again until one day we'll hear. Then we will understand. Oh, thank you very much for correcting me. Thank you. You care for me. You love me. That is why you are doing this. Contribution? All right. I have another lecture. That's 6:30. Okay, something more. One thing before we go. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Jir Kle Prabhu. All right. Yes.
Hare Krishna. You explained very nicely how we impart. It says.
He's looking for the pitch.
How we commit violence on our own body. But can you put some light when Prabhupada says that actually one is envious of his own self?
Yes, it is there. Prabhupada explained that there. Here the purport. We are envious of ourselves because When I think that I'm envying you and I am doing all kinds of schemes to bring you down, what is that? Everything I think I'm doing to somebody, it is myself I'm doing. So in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Suniti told Dhruva Maharaj, her son, do not wish anyone bad, because whatever you wish others will surely come back to you. So wishing someone bad, it is not actually the person, it is the self. So we are harming ourselves. In ignorance, we are thinking, I'm hating you. I'm doing this to you. And nobody is doing anything to anybody. We are simply doing everything to ourselves. Because whatever we do to somebody must surely come back to us. So we're simply creating karma for ourselves by thinking that we are doing somebody else. That is why we are perplexed in this world. Some of us are working in office, or we are devotees in the temple, and for no apparent reason, a brother or sister is giving us so much anxiety. Right? So we're thinking, why this Prabhu or Mata is after me? Why? Because this is what you have done to him or her in the previous life. Don't think that we are beginning anything now. We are not beginning anything. Everything has been going on. We only come to meet it. Nobody is beginning anything. We only come to meet what is going on. So this message is given to, just look at the philosophy. Do not, because she saw her son was very angry and he wants revenge. Immediately Suniti saw this. Oh, my dear son, please don't wish your stepmother bad. Do not. I know you are angry, you are disturbed by what she has done. Please don't think ill of her, because you are thinking, whatever you are thinking now will come back to you. Be careful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.